Talk Live. We're doing hour number three right now. Still plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So hit us up in whatever way is appropriate for you. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. We've been getting a lot of phone calls. Of course, we'll go to your calls first. That is the focus of this radio program. The show is hosted tonight by me, Ian.
And me, Brett.
And me, Mark.
And we will go right back into your calls. In fact, going to Skype first, where Liberty Phoenix is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Phoenix.
Hey, guys. Brett, I wanted to get your experience on something as to whether or not you have any little tips or tricks on convincing a parent who is reluctant to homeschool children to homeschool them. In my situation, I don't live with my kids, and their mom is going to school right now to be a counselor, and she wants to work in a public school, and she wants to work at the school that my children go to, and I've been trying to convince her for like a year and a half now to homeschool, and I'm just at my wit's ends and out of ideas. You have any ideas?
Okay, well, that's what you've described so far, that she aspires to work in the public school system, makes it certainly trickier.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah, and what have you tried to bring up so far, and what kind of resistance or feedback have you gotten?
Well, I've shown her, the fact that we could get it at basically no cost. The only issue would be the fact that we'd have to have somebody there, and her issue, she doesn't go along with the whole, libertarian mindset. She's completely comfortable being a statist. She's on welfare.
Also a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you've got me, I'm just that crazy conspiracy guy, and, she's grew up hood and ghetto all of her life. It just seems like a brick wall in every sense.
Okay. So I would ask, before you frustrate yourself or before you strain the relationship, which I'm guessing is probably somewhat already strained. You said you're not together, right?
Well, we work a hell of a lot better as friends.
Okay. Okay, so you get along for the sake of the children, is that fair to say? But you're no longer in a romantic relationship, correct?
Correct. Well, she's actually getting married this June, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's... All right. I would ask a very clear question. I would say, what would you need to know, or what information would change your view of, the merits of public school, the kids being in public school, their education? And there's several angles to come at it from, right? Like their education, their safety. Where did you say you live?
Illinois.
Where in Illinois?
Aurora. It's about 45 minutes southwest of Chicago. Okay.
Wayne's World. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I know, Aurora. Okay, so you have some challenges, but you should at least see if you can make yourself a map of, a possible strategy that you can go forward with. Because maybe, for a lot of people, the school and the state is just a religion, and it's very, very frustrating. And if you don't have the right strategies, you can wind up just straining a relationship to the point where it breaks. And then, it's safe to say that the kids might be in even more danger of being...
Well, this is a good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
The question you're talking about, well, what would it take? What could I say, or what information could I give you more of, or what information period could I give you that would change your mind or help you better assess this situation too? And this is a question that you can ask of a variety of subjects, maybe not just even on the tough subject of schools, like the police state. What is it that is to you would identify this being a police state? Get the objections from somebody, and then that's kind of what you're asking for here, is what is this person's objections, what do they need to have overcome in order to consider this? And they may come back with, there is nothing you could say. I firmly believe that the government school system is the way to educate a child, and there's no amount of persuading, no amount of evidence. It doesn't matter what you show me. They could come back with that answer, but they may have something specific that is holding them back.
Yeah, and you want to just be able to send an invitation, you know, to say I'm willing to have a dialogue, to say that I want something back, or I want information, I want feedback from you, right? Because it's so easy for people like us who are trying to share and spread these ideas to come across as, dare I say, forceful.
Yeah, zealous.
yeah. I've had like three conversations with people in the last week who mentioned libertarianism as reminding them of a religion, you know? And I see how it looks that way for an outsider. So you want to obviously go forward. If this is something that's important to you, showing that you're compassionate, that you're understanding of what her current views are, and not to be, you know, I already caught myself kind of being demeaning in this conversation, like, oh, for her, it's probably, if she's on welfare and she wants to be a counselor, it's probably just a religion, right? So I'm setting myself up to fail just thinking about it in some ways. So you have to make sure that you don't do that, that you understand that this is somebody who's using at this time the best strategies that they have available to them. And maybe there's certain things that they don't want to look at because they want an easier path, and maybe that's what the priority is. So maybe if ease is the priority, that might be how you have to direct, you know, whatever information you're providing.
Well, now you're probably not coming out this blind.
Focus on like how much more like this type of life could make life easier. Focus on showing her that.
Yeah, I mean that's a possibility, but I think what's really important is not just to say, oh, this is one of those types of people. You know, you really have to understand as much as you can. And again, you know, this could just be a total dead end. I think Ian said something like that. There might be nothing that can convince me.
But
that
at least might you get the answer up front, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and maybe that helps you if you want to formulate a new strategy, but. If saying, like, if I went out and invested time and effort, you could say, to her, to gather information, what would it be? What would you have to see? What would I have to be able to prove? I think is a very, very valuable first step here. So it doesn't just seem like you're, you know, throwing all of this information.
Now, that's a great answer for somebody who hasn't broached the subject before, but I'm going to guess that you probably have had conversations with the ex-wife, right? I mean, this wouldn't be your first conversation about the subject.
Not hardly, but I mean, it's always been, you know, something in passing. It's not something that I've ever actually taken the time and done the research into and actually developed a decent presentation to where I could actually convince her. So I think that would be the main issue. I've actually got to put in the time and the focus in order to actually concrete these ideas in something that she can understand and focus it towards showing her how much easier life would be without that.
Presuming that's what she likes, some people might want a challenge. You know, they might like the idea of taking it on themselves and whatever the extra challenge would be. So if she values ease, if she values being able to, you know, take it easy, then that might be valuable for her. But yeah, asking her the question of, you know, what is it that you need to know about this? What information can I provide you with? I think that's an important thing. But Mark, I'm curious. Did Laura, your wife, did she initially, you know, right out the gate support homeschooling? Because you are doing that with your son.
She mostly did.
She did, okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
She came from kind of a lefty family, right?
Yeah, but her family are labor Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's still sort of. People default even if they believe in the ideas of liberty, when they're voting, they tend to default to whichever party scares them less. You know, and I don't think that's even a problem because, you know, who cares? Voting's nearly mathematically pointless.
So you didn't have hurdles to overcome with Laura?
Not for homeschooling, no. But one thing, you know, this is just about convincing people. And one, when it came to the ideas of liberty, what worked for my wife was essentially talking through problems with her, asking for help in, you know, in solutions, like theoretical solutions to problems. You know, I've got a liberty-oriented radio program. I have to provide liberty-oriented answers to my audience. Laura, can you help me? can we come up with liberty-oriented solutions to these problems? So at that point, you actually cause the person to come up with solutions themselves.
That's always an important thing to do. Liberty Phoenix, thank you for your call tonight. And there's also some great resources out there, like the Advocates for Self-Government, that have some wonderful books and audio on how to be more persuasive when it comes to spreading the ideas of freedom. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live, and join us online at freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Would you like a free pound of coffee? delicious coffee. 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, shade-grown coffee. Now, if you get a little of that acid reflux thing from drinking coffee, shade-grown's the way to go, since it doesn't grow as quickly as the Robusto beans. It doesn't develop the acidity that they do, and it's an entirely different coffee-drinking experience. I may be changing your life with just this information. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of coffee. There, when you sign up for the subscription plan, you can cancel at any time. You will be getting a free pound, and then if you decide to continue on with the plan, continue getting high-end, delicious coffee delivered to your door, you're going to help us help people around the world. Because if we can get 1,000 listeners, we will be issuing 100 microloans. Actually, every 10 listeners we get, we issue a microloan to people around the world so they can live a better life. BuzzBox, the brand of coffee that you'll be getting, they care about the people that produce their coffee, so they're giving loans to people to join their coffee co-op. It's like a double microloan whammy with coffee.freetalklive.com. So please, go give it a try. It's worth your time to fill this out and get a free pound of coffee. If you don't like it, cancel the subscription. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
We started out the show tonight teasing a story from Vice.com, which we actually hadn't even read the first sentence of before your call started rolling in, called Don't Pay Your Taxes. Now, I love Vice.com. I've really enjoyed the reporting that I've seen from these guys. I first found them with their Vice Guide to Travel, where they went to North Korea and Liberia, and just really just fascinating travel documentaries about these crazy places. And they just do all kinds of interesting reports. There was one I watched recently, The Life of a Truck Stop Stripper, where two of the Vice correspondents...
There are strippers at truck stops? All right.
Yes, yes, there are.
Apparently there are.
So the two of the Vice correspondents, two relatively attractive Vice correspondents, went and became truck stop strippers at a, you know, kind of Nowheresville truck stop in the middle of Arizona or New Mexico or something like that.
Already?
And kind of recorded the creepy things that happened and the amazing things that happened. It was fascinating. Vice does great work. So that's where this is from, Vice.com. Conservatives like to think of April 15th, Tax Day, as the date when hardworking citizens hand over half their paychecks to the federal government so it can buy hard drugs and an HD television for every deadbeat in America. Liberals believe something similar, that taxes redistribute income from the rich and powerful and to everyone else, which helps assuage their guilt over calling the cops last Christmas on the homeless man outside their condo. Reality is less convenient for either faction. The vast majority of income taxes collected by the federal government isn't going to the poor at all, unless prison now counts as public housing, but to a military that enjoys a budget of just about equal to what the rest of the world spends on guns and bombs combined. Now, I've heard that the income tax actually goes to pay the debt down on the national debt, but and
I'd be interested in knowing how much money was collected through the income tax and how much was paid in debt service on the trillions and trillions, with $17 trillion that the national debt's at this moment in time.
But as you pointed out, Mark, money is fungible, so it really doesn't matter if it's coming from the income tax or coming from the printing of money. Either way, we do know it is going to bombing people. Yeah. It is enough to make you want to stop paying income taxes altogether, says Vice. Corporations, the only legal persons who seem to be doing well these days, don't consider it their civic duty to contribute to the federal government. Offshore tax shelters and creative accounting practices have helped 57 of the top 500 companies in the U.S. pay an effective tax rate of zero, and that makes the rest of us look like suckers. If the planet's wealthiest corporations aren't paying their taxes, why should a short order cook at Denny's? To be sure, taxes in the U.S. are not as high as they are in Sweden or France, but the average American also gets far less for his tax dollar. In Western Europe, national health care means free trips to the doctor, not a mandate to buy private insurance, while America's priorities are such that more income tax revenue goes to the Pentagon than any other government program. Factor in the cost.
And another thing to point out here is, with NATO in effect, that essentially the European countries have written off military expenditures to the United States. They're just like, hey,
they'll cover it.
You guys cover it. You keep the shipping lanes clear. You know, we'll have a couple of boats so that we can say that we have a Navy.
Yeah.
Factor in the cost of caring for veterans and paying interest on all that debt racked up from almost a century of constant war, and you'll find that close to half of the money collected from federal income tax.
Almost a century of constant war?
I'm sorry, I read that wrong. A century of almost constant war.
So, yep, I'd say it's even further back than that. I mean, think about the conflicts with the Indians out west.
Sure.
And the Mormons, too. They were, you know, the federal government was trying to kill them, too. I think that it's been... It's even more than a century. I think that the first year was the last year that there wasn't a U.S. conflict that they were involved with was probably prior to the Civil War.
You know, drops in the bucket. Aside from the Civil War, in the 19th century, most military conflicts, the one that Mark spoke of, were internal and really quite affordable.
Compared to World War One,
well,
to Vietnam.
They were, these guys were busy before that. I mean, as soon as the Indian problem, as they saw it, was solved around 1890, immediately they said, where else can we point these guns?
Cuba.
Cuba, Central America, South America. Well, Central America and the Caribbean for sure.
Philippines.
Eventually, once they had to deal with Spain and Cuba,
Hawaii.
They wound up in the Philippines. Hawaii was shortly after that. There was a tribe that basically controlled the entire system or group of islands, and they, I forget which fruit company, the U.S. military.
Must be Dole, right?
It was Dole. There's another. Del Monte was another. See, I get my U.S. military action on behalf of fruit companies all mixed up, because then there was Guatemala, you know, in the 1950s. Mm. But it was a group of businessmen who were associated with some fruit company that basically staged this coup in Hawaii over this independent kingdom.
What a horrible story.
Yeah. Well, there's dozens like it.
So you'll find that close to half of the money collected from the federal income tax is devoted to covering the expense of armed conflict in one way or another. If you don't like that, you should know by now that voting for change hasn't changed much of anything, with Barack Obama, the only sitting president to be awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, proposing a record-breaking military budget the very same year that he won it. Refusing to give your money to a government that can literally print money might not change things in the short term, but war tax resistors, as people who refuse to pay federal income taxes as a form of protest are known, have decided that they have no choice in the matter. They can't in good conscience financially support a system that spends billions of dollars on machines of death while millions of people go hungry, and they don't believe a politician's failure to act takes away their own responsibility to do whatever they can.
And you know, for me, what really sort of pushed me over the edge, made me decide that working for the Shire Free Church as a minister was a better choice for me, was the number of children that were killed by drone attacks.
Mm.
This is what, to me, what this is what the Republicans put it out on Front Street. We're rolling in tanks and people with and putting boots on the ground, people with guns, and, you know, we're going in, we're taking this land, and we're going to occupy it. The Democrats are, in my opinion, very sneaky and slimy about the way they want to fight wars. Bill Clinton fired Tomahawk missiles off, and Barack Obama, you know, has these remote control airplanes that kill people. I don't think either one of these is good, and I think that, in fact, there are fewer people dying under the Democrats, but, I can't stand this sort of sneakiness.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts welcome. More from the income tax resistors here in moments.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we're talking about taxes. Yesterday being tax day in the United States. Longtime position of many of the hosts on Free Talk Live is not to pay, and apparently Vice.com has a headline article about not paying taxes. They're going to interview some of the so-called war tax resistors here in a moment. We'll also bring you updates as time goes on over what's happening with Ross Ulbricht. He is currently sitting in a prison cell. He's awaiting trial, waiting whatever the next court hearing is going to be on his case, which has been brought against him by the FBI for allegedly being the operator of the Silk Road, the infamous underground marketplace available on Tor. Yes, it's still around. They've relaunched it as Silk Road 2.0. But they took Ross Ulbricht down when they took the site down initially, and they accused him of being the man behind the site, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. Now, nobody really knows if he's actually Dread Pirate Roberts. Maybe we'll find out more as the trial commences. But whether he is or he isn't, if he is Dread Pirate Roberts, I consider him a hero for creating an amazing service that has brought safety and quality and competition and lowered prices to the black market. If he's not Dread Pirate Roberts, he's a man who's been accused of doing something he didn't do. And so either way, if you love freedom, you should support Ross Ulbricht, in my opinion. You can go to freeross.org, you can learn more there, and you can contribute via PayPal, Bitcoin, and check, I believe. So go to freeross.org, learn more about it there. This is a big, big case. It has a lot to do with privacy, Tor, the war on drugs. These are issues that you're concerned with. You really need to be following this. FreeRoss.org. His family could use your help. They don't have money. He doesn't have his bitcoins because the Fed's confiscated thousands of them.
Wow.
So they need financial help. FreeRoss.org. As we continue here with Vice.com interviewing some war tax resistors, I wouldn't kill another person myself, said David Hartsaw, a Quaker peace activist in his 70s. He continued to say, and to pay someone else to kill people in my name with my tax dollars is essentially the same thing. I don't have to look at the blood, but the blood is on my hands. Speaking from his home in Northern California, Hartsaw said he's been resisting federal taxes since the war in Vietnam. For a long time, he purposely earned so little money he simply didn't owe any taxes for the most popular and most legal form of tax resistance. However, after getting married and having kids, he was earning enough that he started getting a bill from the government. These days, he pays half of that bill, explaining in an attached letter to the IRS that he wants the half that he does pay to go toward the Department of Health and Human Services, not all that killing stuff. Often, Hartsaw never hears back, though sometimes he gets a form letter from the IRS stating, gosh, it sure would be nice if he paid all his taxes, which he probably just forgot about. Some years, the IRS gets a little nastier and takes the money from one of his bank accounts, and some years, it doesn't. Of course, the taxes one pays without a fight will go into the same pot as the money the IRS takes by force, letter or not. Hartsaw knows that his civil disobedience alone won't make a dent in a trillion-dollar war machine, but that's sort of besides the point. He wants it to be known that he doesn't support this system, that he doesn't want any blood on his hands. And besides, if we're ever going to get to a point where there are enough people resisting that it can make a difference, someone has to go first.
I think the blood on hands statement might be a little frustrating and off-putting for a lot of people, especially when we consider that most people pay income tax because the employer, you know, does that for the government.
True.
So that dog doesn't really hunt, I don't think, for most people, because if people feel like they have no power, like there's nothing that they can do about it, and you say, hey, if you do this, you've got blood on your hands, that person is probably done listening to you.
Did he say that the people that pay taxes have blood on their hands, or did he just say that he has blood on his hands?
So by paying taxes, he feels he has them.
Right.
I think it's a – yeah, it's because I've said it before, and I've seen how it blows up in your face when you say it to people.
You're just saying it's not persuasive to others, but for him, that's his personal reason.
I understand that. Okay. That's important to clarify, yeah.
And, you know, so a few years ago, I can't remember what year it was, Obama put this the Obama administration put this tax on cigars and unrolled cigarettes and stuff like that. And at the time, I smoked cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And I smoked two a day, and I was addicted to them. I wasn't, but once he put that dollar per pack or dollar per cigar or whatever it was, these are cheap gas station cigars, nothing fancy for me. And I decided, you know what, I can't. You know, they were saying that the dollar goes to help kids in medical or, you know, this kind of nonsense, as though there's some kind of fund for this. And, oh, no, money's not fungible. Suddenly the laws of economics don't count anymore. Bull crap. Each one of those, as far as I was concerned, every cigar I smoked was a bullet in a gun that was going to kill somebody in Iraq. And I just wasn't for it. And I just couldn't do it. So in that case, that's what I said for me was, I'm going to stop smoking. Because I don't, by the way, e-cigarettes really hadn't sort of taken off yet. Mm-hmm. It was another year down the line. If they had taken off, I probably would have switched to e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And I quit instead. And it just, you know, this way, it's healthier for me, and I'm not feeding the war machine. So that's how it was for me. So if everybody else did it, then it would be a real problem for them. I know every plan that says if everybody else did it stinks. Every plan that says that.
Right.
It
right.
just yeah. full on stinks. But I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. So
Hartsaw says even if there's just one of us or 10 of us or 1,000 or 1,000,000, we have to live by the highest truth that we understand. It's an act of personal witness, but if enough people did this, we could stop the war machine in this country. Instead of waiting until everyone else does something you feel is right, you have a responsibility to set an example. And I couldn't agree more with that perspective. People always say things like, we like it when you're on the air rather than in jail. Like, well, why don't you start doing some of the things that I'm doing? You know, come to New Hampshire and start standing up for your freedoms, and let's stand up together, and then maybe they'll be less likely to attack one of us.
I don't think you have a responsibility to do anything other than what you feel you have a responsibility to do.
And I feel that it's an important thing to set an example for people. Like, look, here's how you can do some of this stuff, and it's not as dangerous as people seem to think. Hartsaw still pays his state and local taxes, because while state and local governments may not have the SWAT teams with tanks, they do not yet have armed predator drones, and you do have to pick your battles. He doesn't just pocket the money he refuses to pay the IRS either. He deposits it in an escrow account called the People's Life Fund, one of many ways a tax resister can put his money toward a good cause while keeping the option of taking it back should those letters from the government become sufficiently threatening. Tax resisters can either donate their money outright to the People's Life Fund or let it sit there in case the IRS comes knocking. The interest earned by the account goes towards charitable causes in the Bay Area, about $10,000 to $20,000 a year, according to Susan Quinlan, who works with the fund. She says what's a testament to is that war tax resisters are engaging in a conscious act of civil disobedience. They're not trying to get away with something just to keep a little more money for themselves. They're really trying to make a point that we as a society could be doing a lot better things with this money than sending it off to Halliburton. And that's sort of somewhat what I've done here with the Shire Free Church, where we paid 45% of the taxes that they demanded for the house. They're about to actually put a lien on the property as a result of this in a couple days. But we paid 45% of the property tax bill, with the rest of it, 55% is the amount that would go to the government schools.
Yeah.
And so what I did instead was I took $1,000, which was close to the amount of 55%, not quite, but I took $1,000, and nice round number, and I gave that to a local private school. So to point out that, you know, this isn't about personal enrichment as much as it is about me being able to choose what happens with the money involved in taxes. So imagine, it says Vice.com, if the tremendous resources devoted toward building the weapons of war were spent on, say, anything else. The U.S. government is wealthy enough that it could make a serious dent in hunger and poverty across the globe if it focused on such things. Instead, it's set to spend $1.5 trillion on a fighter jet that may not even work, while billions are cut from the food stamp program. It's no surprise, then, that many people are so fed up with a system that prioritizes bombing the poor over feeding them that they embrace tax resistance, unwilling to wait around for the change promised by a politician every 2 to 4 years. And what's surprising is how infrequently these war tax resistors are actually bothered by the government. The state has a nasty bite, but it relies primarily on its bank. Those form letters spit out by an IRS computer.
Talk more. Mark?
Yeah, you're right, Bark. Thank you for that. It's Bark.
Bite. Banks don't bark.
They do rely on banks, though, to take some money out of your account, though, as we've seen. More coming up here from the story from Vice.com, and your comments welcome if you don't pay taxes. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time to sneak your call and thoughts in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype us at username lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support Free Talk Live and what we're doing here, spreading the ideas of freedom on over 140 radio stations from coast to coast. Actually, we just hit 145, as a matter of fact. So hopefully on track for 150 before Porkfest, and that's our plan. That's our goal, at least.
That'd be nice.
There was once upon a time we celebrated 100 at Porkfest, so it'd be nice to celebrate 150 at Porkfest. So you can help us get on more stations and help us get more internet listeners on board with Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have commercials like our regular podcast does. You also get the Amp Only forum and more. And the brand new Amp Only Facebook group. That's something that's relatively new within the last 2 or 3 months, and I think people have been having fun with that. There's always something new in there. Every day, somebody's posting something new in the Free Talk Live Amplifier group. So you can get on board with that over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get your AMP dollars matched. For the next several months, we've got generous individuals who pledged to match up to $950 a month of AMP dollars that we get. We haven't reached that $950 a month goal. We're around $600 or $700. I think probably closer to $700 right now. So you can help us get there and get your AMP dollars matched. So if you do $5 a month, it's like doing 10 over at amp.freetalklive.com. Danny is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Danny.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just calling in. I was listening to the previous segment about tax avoidance. I don't want to say evasion. That's probably a bad word to use. But I am self-employed. I've been an employee as well. And I feel like it would be important for people to know that the way the tax laws are written, although they may generally benefit corporations and things like that, there are so many ways out there to avoid legally with write-offs and charities and things of that nature to get your income down to a point to where you may not owe any federal taxes. And as state, it's a little bit more difficult, but like you guys were saying before, most of that money goes towards programs that are near and dear to the community. They're not paying for wars and things like that. And I just think it'll be important for people, and you guys have the reach and the access to either bring up, I'm not an accountant by any stretch, but I know that my accountant is able to tell me towards the end of the year, hey, spend a little bit of money here, donate a little bit of money there, and now your taxable income is $20,000 or $30,000 or whatever it is. And I think that rather than
this is essentially the method. This is essentially the method that we would use at in my household prior to me just deciding I wasn't going to file at all anymore. It's just that I feel dirty participating in their system at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you're dirty. I'm only saying that this is for me.
You're doing their bidding.
I understand that.
Like, I'm absolutely not saying that. 100% not saying that. But I mean, I would do the same system, and I would come up with a, you know, situation where then they're sending me money, and I'm like, this is even worse.
I've been there. I've seen that too. Because then you're getting money that somebody else wasn't able to write off, and you're basically participating in the same system. I agree 100%. It's a tough one. But
yeah, I find the whole thing undesirable, and I want nothing.
Fight by yourself.
Yeah, I want nothing whatsoever to do with it. And it does seem like a lonely thing out there, which is why I would recommend liberty-loving people who aren't paying taxes come up to New Hampshire and join people like Dave Ridley and myself and Mark. Brett, do you pay them?
That's a tough question to field on. No, I don't.
Right, excellent. 100%. Danny, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. A little bit more from Vice.com. This is one of the tax protester individuals. Tax freedom advocates, not sure what they prefer to be called. I think we've been taught to really fear the IRS and the government and to feel that we have to comply, whether we believe in what it does with our taxes or not, Quinlan told the author. But the banal evil of bureaucracy in this case works in the tax resister's favor. Most of the time, the IRS will respond to a letter politely explaining one's refusal to bankroll evil with a collective institutional shrug. If someone's open about what she's doing and not just stashing her money in an offshore tax shelter, she won't face prison time. Now, I wouldn't necessarily take legal advice from the Vice.com article. I would say there is risk involved, but maybe it's not as risky as people think. And the privileged few with decent jobs in this post-job economy.
One thing that we've seen over time is that they're going to give you every opportunity
to pay up.
To pay up. Up until the moment that the judge's gavel comes down. Are you sure you don't want to just get on a payment plan?
You could probably negotiate a lower payment, too.
Oh, I've heard this over and over again. Look, I'm not giving legal advice here, but I've heard over and over again. You're only responsible for paying on income that's reported mm-hmm. income. So if they are getting 1099s or whatever they're getting, then at that point, that's what they find you to be responsible for. And yeah, I've seen people who had tax debt of this, that, or the other. They end up paying a percentage of the principal, a percentage of the principal.
Now, when I say I don't pay, the truth is that I probably left money on the table. Right, because I understood when I became self-employed, the first year I was self-employed was 2007, and I came to understand the rules, and I lived in Massachusetts at the time.
How could you possibly understand the tax rules?
Well, I mean, I understood enough that I could write down to nothing. I could write off to nothing every year, no problem, for at least the next 10 years. So, you know.
I'd like to know what my obligation is to pay their taxes, especially considering they have no obligation to protect me, as according to their Supreme Court rulings.
Right.
The privileged few, says Vice, with their decent jobs in this post-job economy, could see money from their bank account seized and their wages garnished. But even that's not necessarily going to happen. They've never actually done anything, says Erica Weiland, a 30-year-old activist from Seattle, Washington. She told me that when I asked her about the consequences of her tax resistance. Weiland generally tries to avoid owing taxes in the first place, but when she does owe something, she files a return without paying a dime. And while she's received a few letters...
She files a return without paying a dime, okay.
Yeah, that could be risky, but there's all risk involved in this. She's never responded.
Everybody's got a different system.
She's never responded to those letters from the IRS, nor had a problem. Freed from the burden of paying for broken fighter jets, she has been able to give money instead to those causes she believes in, which she said is one of the things that's the most rewarding about being a war tax resister. And how rewarding that would be in general if we didn't have to just pay a bunch of money into this one-size-fits-all bureaucracy, even if they were spending it on the poor. Maybe I'd rather give my money to the Salvation Army or some other group or Goodwill.
They did a poll recently. Only 17% of Americans believe that the federal government is as efficient into doling out funds as charities. So for God's sake, if you want to help poor people, why the hell would you give it to the federal government?
There's a lot of charities who aren't great at it either. But as far as administrative costs are concerned, but they're all, I would be surprised if many of them were worse than like most welfare departments, which are like, I think, less than 30%. So we're talking about an overhead of, you know, bureaucracy. It's like 70%+.
Yeah, the only thing that could be worse is like one of those, the ex-convicts calling on the telephone and say, hey, we want you to give to the needy children's fund. You know, like that's the only thing that could possibly be worse than the federal government. You obviously have a certain level of due diligence when you're giving money to charities, but you could throw a dart at a dartboard and do worse.
So they tell a story about how she actually learned about tax resisting while working with Food Not Bombs. She met a war refugee from Sri Lanka who refused to accept anything more than room and board as payment for his labor, not wanting to contribute in any way to the sort of violence that he had witnessed firsthand, funded in part by the U.S. government. If a poor immigrant could do it, she decided she could too,
yep.
And she hopes her actions will send a message that Americans are not as powerless as popularly imagined. She says, I want to show people there's more that we can do to resist war and stop military actions than just marching and sending letters to Congress. The point of an individual act of conscience, in other words, is not to make one feel better about oneself, but to spur collective action, to get other people to do the same. It doesn't have to be all or nothing either. By withholding just a few dollars a month, you could still have some effect, no matter how small. If a million people resisted paying just a dollar, the government would notice, said Ruth Benn of the National Tax Resisting Coordinating Committee. I tend to agree that's not going to be noticeable for them, but regardless, I like the idea.
If a million people withheld $100... maybe that would show up on their radar.
This type of activism is nothing new, and the government has taken notice before. During the war
in Vietnam, George Washington wanted the Quakers on his side. He said nice things about them. So, yeah, I mean, this goes back forever and ever.
As many as 500,000 people during Vietnam engaged in war tax resistance, with most simply refusing to pay a nominal tax on their phone bill. Well, and how the hell do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you not pay a tax on a corporation bill? While most got away with it, the IRS tried to set a lot of examples, in one case seizing and auctioning off someone's car over an unpaid tax bill of $1.25, which is a reminder there are risks associated with not paying one's taxes, particularly if the government begins to fear those individual acts of civil disobedience could cascade into a broader rejection of civil authority. But even the truly risk-averse, those who like making more than a poverty wage but also live in fear of an audit, have an easy form of resistance available to them, not letting the government withhold taxes from their paycheck. This is just sound financial advice, actually. If you stop overpaying the IRS and instead stash your money away at the lowest of low savings interest accounts, you'll end up with more dead presidents in your pocket than if you let the government borrow the money instead. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.